إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ تَنزِيلًا.
O Prophet, indeed we have revealed the Quran to you in portions. O Prophet, indeed we have revealed the Quran to you in portions.
Apparently, this is addressed to the Prophet, peace be upon him. However, the purpose of this statement is to refute the unbelievers' contention that the Quran represents the Prophet's own thoughts. They used to argue that had it been from God, it would have come down in one piece rather than in fragments.
فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا.
So persevere with the command of your Lord, and do not pay any heed to the wicked and the unbelieving. So persevere with the command of your Lord.
This was said to impress upon the Prophet, peace be upon him, the need to remain steadfast in pursuing his mission, to patiently endure the hardships and difficulties that he might encounter in that regard, and not to allow anything to make him waver in his resolve.
وَاذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا.
And remember the name of your Lord, morning and evening.
وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا.
And prostrate yourself before him at night, and extol his glory during the long watches of the night. And extol his glory during the long watches of the night.
Whenever there is an injunction to remember God alongside the mention of a specific time, such injunctions refer to the prescribed prayers as distinguished from prayer in the sense of supplication to God or voluntary prayer. In the present verse, two words are used. One, bukra, which denotes morning, and two, asil, which denotes the span of time beginning with the sun's decline till sunset. This covers the time for Zuhr and Asr prayers. This is followed in the next verse by the injunction to prostrate yourselves before him at night. Now, night starts from sunset. Thus, the injunction to prostrate at night covers the Maghrib and Isha prayers. Next comes the injunction in the same verse to extol his glory during the long watches of the night. This clearly refers to the Tahajjud prayers.
Verily, they love the good of this world, that is hastily obtainable, and are oblivious of the burdensome day ahead of them.
نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاهُمْ وَشَدَدْنَا أَسْرَهُمْ وَإِذَا شِئْنَا بَدَّلْنَا أَمْثَالَهُمْ تَبْدِيلًا.
We created them and strengthened their joints, and whenever we wish, we can change their faces entirely.
إِنَّ هَذِهِ تَذْكِرَةٌ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا.
Verily, this is an exhortation, so let him, whoso will, take away to his Lord.
وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
But your willing shall be of no avail until Allah Himself so wills. Surely, Allah is all-knowing, most wise.
يُدْخِلُ مَن يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ وَالظَّالِمِينَ أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا.
He admits to His mercy whomsoever He pleases. As for the wrongdoers, He has prepared for them a grievous chastisement.